Hello and welcome to the Havocast, Habitat Pinellas and West Pasco's show highlighting our impact in the community, our homeowners, and our partners that help make our mission move forward. Hey, Mike, our co-host Mike Sutton is here with me. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, Morgan? How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So I see you painted your wall behind you.
Yeah, I may or may not have an accent wall.
Oh, well, I just have a wall, nothing hanging.
We'll have to fix that.
It's a sensitive issue around the office, but anyway, I digress.
So today we're going to have a special guest on. I'm super excited to bring Denard Kahn on.
Yeah, you know, there's just something really cool about the Tampa Bay area. We have a lot of homegrown athletes and people who grew up in the area, went to school here, go off and have amazing careers, and then they come back and give back to the community. Mm-hmm. And I think Denard is an amazing example of that. He, you know, obviously played baseball at Tampa Catholic in Tampa, went off and played 10 plus seasons in the majors, got to play for his hometown Rays for half of a season, recently retired. But he, you know, he's got this foundation now where he partners with organizations like Habitat to make a deep impact in the community. So can't wait to talk to him about his story. It's a really cool story.
I'm super excited to bring him on. Before we get to that, we want to remind everyone and actually welcome you all back. This is our first episode back in 2021. So thanks for tuning in. As always, you can get social with us in the comments. We have our Facebook page, our LinkedIn, our Twitter, our Instagram, all the above. So get social with us. Come out and check out Dedication. That's the best way to do it on Facebook. If you go there and you check out our event section, they're all listed there. And we always invite you to tune in and kind of get into the Habitat mission if you aren't already. What are we saying most recently? Habaflu.
No, that you're thinking of like this whole pandemic thing and everything that's going on. It's
hepatitis.
There you go.
If you already have hepatitis, go to the Facebook page, tune into a Dedication, and see the impact that our families get to experience by Dedication.
Make sure you get your flu shot so you don't get the Habaflu. I think before we bring Denard on, we're going to talk a little bit about kind of the need or not the need, but the opportunity for families in our community that are interested in the Habitat program.
Yep. So many families are in need of affordable housing. And I think that we talk about this quite a bit. We need to get to them. So most of our viewers, and we talk about this all the time, Habitat homeowners are people that you interact with all the time.
Yeah.
So you may actually know someone that could be a great applicant for the program.
Yeah. I think about, you know, school bus drivers, CNAs, you know, people that work in banks, hospitality workers. There's so many people in our community that that would qualify for Habitat based on the income requirements. And they're not able to qualify for traditional mortgage. And Habitat's the option for them. So we really want to find those folks. We really want them to reach out to us. And just get more information. Habitat's not a giveaway program, so but they're getting a zero interest mortgage if they qualify for the program. So we need everyone who's watching here to think about those people they know that could potentially qualify. Get them in touch with us.
Absolutely, and the easiest way to do that is habitatpwp.org/quiz. This is actually something that we just launched. And if you know somebody who is interested and maybe isn't sure if they're qualified or not, have them head over to that site, fill out the information, and then follow on to next steps and see if you can begin your journey towards affordable home ownership.
The quiz is pretty easy. It's an easy one-step process to see if you fall into the categories.
Mm-hmm.
The application process and the process of building the home is not for the faint at heart, but but we're there every step of the way. So I think the success rate once someone's accepted into the program is pretty close to 100%. I mean, we work alongside the families to make sure that they, you know, they get to the finish line. So, and you don't have to be a married couple. You don't have to have kids. You can be a single person. So as long as you fall in the income requirements, which are all listed on the website, there's an opportunity there for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Awesome.
And the best part, I think we talked about this with more often than not recently, but the education component is huge. Something that a traditional home buyer doesn't receive. Yeah. 20 homeownership classes are required for our homeowners on top of sweat equity that they put towards their home and others' homes. But that education component is so huge to set them up for success.
And our homeowners actually enjoy those classes, which is, you know, I think about classes and I think back to school and I'm thinking like, yeah, I don't want to do that. But they actually learn a lot from them. And what's really neat is when someone's been in their home for a couple of years, you hear, you know, I referred back to, you know, my paperwork from one of my classes. And so you know that they're impactful and they help set you up for success. So again, anybody that knows anyone that could qualify, point them towards Habitat.
Yep. HabitatPWP.org/quiz.
Awesome. Well, hey, let's bring Denard on and let's have some conversation with him.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, Denard, thank you so much for joining us today and talking to us a little bit about your involvement with Habitat. But then also we're going to talk a little bit about your foundation and some of the good work that you and your wife and family are doing throughout Tampa Bay. So thank you. And how you doing? How you guys been doing through the pandemic?
Yeah,
we've been doing really well. You know, we just recently moved into a new home, which has, you know, been crazy given with COVID and everything else that's been going on. But other than that, we're blessed. You know, both of our little boys are healthy. They're doing well and just driving us nuts every day. But other than that, you know, no complaints over here in the Spann household.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, and you continue to make Tampa Bay your home, which we love to see. And so as you know, as someone who grew up in the Tampa Bay area, you know, what was it like, when you were signed by the Rays for that short time, you know, what was that like playing for your hometown team?
It was surreal. It was something that like, I always, you know, during the earlier parts of my career, like I saw guys like Fred McGriff do it, Wade Boggs do it. And I always like said to myself, like, it would be awesome. It'd be cool if one day, you know, I could put that uniform on. You know, obviously I'm nowhere near, you know, the caliber players of those guys, but I just thought that it would be cool to be able to come home and put that uniform on and get that opportunity. And so, you know, when it actually came into fruition, it was like, man, this is, you know, this is everything and more, you know, just to be able to play in my backyard and have my mom, you know, be able to come to all my games. And, you know, it just was unbelievable, to say the least.
So I've had the opportunity to meet your mom a couple times and what an amazing woman.
Thank you.
She's awesome. So, well, so talk a little bit about, growing up and, you know, living, in a single mom, you know, single mother household, and kind of the impact that she's played on your life.
I've said this plenty of times, like she was my superhero, growing up, you know, even though we didn't have a father in the house, it almost didn't feel it because, she made life, that seamless by the way she, you know, took care of my brother and I. You know, she, you know, when she had to put on that, you know, that masculine fatherly type hat, she did the best that she could. And she would, you know, take care of business, whether it was going to the school to talk to teachers, talk to our baseball coaches or football coaches. She did that. And then, of course, her being, you know, an unbelievable mother, you know, when it came time to put on her motherly hat and her nurturing hat, she did that as well. And you know, just always, you know, speaking life into the two of us, my brother and I, you know, just taking us to church, keep, you know, instilling in us great values. She always, you know, one of the lines that I always tell everybody that she instilled in me was hard work pays off. Like, you know, no matter what, you know, you want in this life, I promise you, if you don't cut corners and you work for it, that, you know, your wildest dreams will come into fruition. And she was right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, she's an amazing woman. And I feel like every time I've seen her, she hugs me like I'm her son. I mean, she's just, she may not remember my name, but she just treats everyone.
She's so terrible. She's terrible. She messes my name up half the time. So,
She's an amazing woman. So, and she obviously did an amazing job raising you and Ray. And I know we've joked before that Ray and I both went to high school at Gaither together. We didn't necessarily know each other that well or anything, but he was quite the athlete in high school as well.
He was, man. He was. And I would say because of him, you know, being the younger brother and looking up to him, it was a 4-year difference between the two of us. And he was like, you know, my idol growing up, to be honest with you, you know, being 4 years apart and seeing the things that, you know, he would do, whether, you know, be through making all-star teams and playing on different AAU basketball teams. Like I was always the kid in the shadow, just waiting my turn but learning from him, watching the things that he did on the field, on the court. And, you know, he pushed me, you know, being a younger brother, I had to be tough, you know. He was always bigger than me. He pushed me around and you know, honestly, from playing with him and his friends, when I, you know, came back and would play with my own friends, it was like a cakewalk because, you know, I'd been pushed around and bullied around with my big brother. But like I said, he was, you know, he was the first athlete that I saw firsthand, the first person I looked up to from an athletic standpoint.
That's awesome. So you were probably zoned to go to Gaither as well, right?
You know what? By the time I got in high school, Sickles. Newly made, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And so that was my district. But because I got accepted into the IB program, I went to Hillsboro.
Okay. And then how did you end up over at TC?
Okay, so after my junior year, after football season had just ended, you know, before we got on this call, I told you that football was number one.
Yeah.
You know, going up here in Tampa, Florida, like football takes precedent over every sport, I feel. And then baseball was number two for me. And so after my junior year, we had lost to, I believe, Lakeland High. And I was frustrated from a football standpoint. You know, I was a wide receiver. I wasn't a big guy. And so I knew that I needed to put up a lot of stats in order to get Division I recognition. And I felt like I wasn't getting that at Hillsboro High School. And so I decided to go to Tampa Catholic. You know, I grew up watching Kenny Kelly, Daryl Jackson, my brother, Quincy Hips, and so many other Tampa legends come through Tampa Catholic. So, you know, I made the change. And it was crazy that even though I made the change, a lot of people don't know this, I made the change for football. But as soon as I got there, baseball just took off. You know, as soon as I got there, my second half of my junior year, we ended up winning the state championship. And that was when I started getting recognition from the state tournament, from all the scouts and stuff like that. And that kind of set me up for getting drafted.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. So, what's that like? That the day that you're made aware that you got drafted, you know, into MLB. Like, what kind of goes through your mind, the feelings, and the, you know, mixed emotions, I'm sure, that you feel throughout the day.
Yeah, very emotional day. Very emotional day. Even though being 18 years old and not having gone through a lot in my life at that time. But, you know, but just still, you know, feeling like at a young age, my dream has come true. This is something, you know, from the age of five that, you know, I had been dreaming about doing, whether it was playing in an NFL, MLB, it didn't matter. I just knew that I wanted to play at the highest level. And you know, on that day, you know, to hear my name called, it was a dream come true. And I just remember that day just being a lot of smiles and a lot of, you know, tears of joy. Amongst the three of us, my mom, my brother, and myself, obviously. And, you know, just an unbelievable day, unbelievable moment. And, you know, the fact that you just brought it up, it kind of, it definitely hit me, you know, taking myself back to that moment, sitting in our family room and hearing my name.
Well, I'm sure the years of all the hard work through, you know, middle school and high school to stay focused and see all that come true is probably a huge thing.
So, hard work pays off.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, that was the thing I was thinking right there as soon as you said that, Morgan, was, you know, just everything that, you know, my mom had instilled in me and just to see, you know, that, hey, you know, if I listen to what my mom says, then, you know, good things happen. And so
mom's always right.
Always right.
Like, but seriously though, you know, that's what I'm trying to teach them to my kids, like, do the right thing. Like, you know, I'm not saying you have to listen to every word I have to say, but if you listen to, I guarantee you 85% of what I say, I guarantee you'll be fine in life. So that was just the bond my mom and I had. And it was just, honestly, getting drafted. People don't know with baseball, like, you know, when you get drafted, you know, the work really just begins, you know what I mean? Because you have to go through the minor league system. But still, it was a special day for me.
Sure. Well, so we could sit here and talk about your playing career for days. I'm, as a huge sports fan, probably would love to just pick your brain for stories and that kind of thing. But let's fast forward to a few years ago. You and your wife launched the Denard Span Foundation. What was kind of the catalyst behind that? And what drove you to decide, hey, I'm going to do this?
Well, you know what? Before 3 years ago, we had already had our foundation. And, you know, we had been doing, nice things in the community. Every year when I came home during off season, I would, do a Thanksgiving, turkey giveaways in the inner city. And I would also, do Christmas gifts during Christmas time. And I did that maybe for 4 or 5 years. And also, too, like in the cities that I played in, I would do a bunch of charitable things as well. I would say about 3 years ago, I think it just, God, touched my heart and said, I just feel like we should be doing more, or I should be doing more. That's how I felt. And that's when, we kind of put our hearts together, put our minds together and said, what can we do to make more of an impact in these people's lives that we're trying to touch? Even though we were doing great things before, but Christmas, Thanksgiving, those are just one day holidays. And after that, people are back in their same situations that they were in before. And so, that led us to thinking about a guy who I'm sure we're going to, talk about later, which is Warrick Dunn, and seeing the things that, he was doing with giving homes away to these families. And so we said, okay, he has the homes, situation on lock. So, what can we do that? What's the next most important essential for families? And I thought about, my mom being a single mother, her having to go to work every day, coming home from work, taking us to and from our extracurricular activities. Like, transportation was probably, and I won't say more important than housing, but it was a close second. And so that's when we said, let's do something more impactful and try to come up with a car program.
That's awesome. When you think about, the area in which we live here in Tampa Bay, I think one of the largest disadvantages we have to most major markets is the lack of reliable transportation. We don't have a good transportation system. Yeah. If you ever tried to ride the bus, it's an hour's process to get from point A to point B. Yeah. And then we throw in, we got all these bridges everywhere, So if you don't have reliable transportation, it can make a pretty, large impact on your ability to make a good living, economic impact, economic mobility, all those different things we talk about. So I think it's awesome that you, looked at that from a standpoint of what impacts families, and it's getting from point A to point B sometimes. So commend you for finding that as one of the missions of your foundation. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So there's nothing, we always say at Habitat, there's nothing better than seeing the day when the family receives the keys to their home. But what's it been like for you and your family when you get a hand over those keys to a brand new vehicle? Because that's got to be something special.
You know what? It's almost a similar feeling to the day when I got drafted, to be honest with you. Yeah. Where it's just, I haven't shed a tear yet, but just, just getting that inner tears, I guess you can say, just that joy and happiness to know that, obviously the families, first of all, the families that we're blessing. They're qualified, you know, and that's why we love, you know, teaming up with Habitat, because you guys, you know, do an unbelievable job in vetting out these families. So, you know, they've done the work, you know, that they've already put themselves in a good position. And but it's just a blessing to be able to, you know, come, you know, meet them halfway and, you know, just give them, you know, not give them, but bless them with, you know, this gift. And, you know, it's not, and for me, it's like I take myself out of it because I know I feel like it's not coming from me. You know what I mean? It's coming from, you know, the man above and just see the smile and, you know, just the happiness on, you know, a family's face when they see they have a new car and they don't have to worry about transportation. It's unbelievable.
Well, we've been privileged to be a part of three of those now with you. Mm-hmm. And all three of them are special in their own way, and they're some nice vehicles that you're you know, partnering up with Furman on. So they're you guys go all out.
Yeah, man. Hey, I figure if we're gonna do it, you might as well do it right. You know what I mean? And make sure that these families, you know, don't have to worry about transportation for a long time.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the Feely Roach family was one that we recently partnered with. And despite the pandemic, you know, we were able to, you know, Habitat was able to construct their home, which was a 6-bedroom accessible home with some severe handicaps in the family. Warwick came in and did his magic and furnished out the house. And then you put the icing on the cake by stocking the pantry with all kinds of food. I didn't grab anything, although I was pretty hungry that morning. I was looking for some snacks. And then the amazing, beautiful van from Furman, you guys backed it out of the garage. And what that I felt like was when the tears started flowing. Yes. It was kind of the you know, the breaking point for everybody. It was pretty neat.
Sure. And especially with the kids had no idea. And then Allison had no idea about the vehicle. So just seeing that and their reaction from those kids, just thinking about it now, I tear up. Oh my gosh, they were so excited.
Yeah, it was priceless, man. Like, you, I don't know. I still got that picture in my head of, you know, handing her the keys or going to hand her the keys and the look on her face, like, you, like, what are you doing? Like, what, like, what is this? You know what I mean? Like, you know, she was already, you know, you know, just overly happy from the home, but she knew about the home, correct?
She did. The kids didn't know about the house.
But she did, though.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So I think that's what took her over the top, because she was not expecting, you know, the car. And so it just was a full day, you know, for her and her family. And yeah, man, that was special, man, just to see her reaction, you know. The fact that, like I said, she had, you know, she was receiving a home and she hadn't shed a tear all day, you know, even though I knew she was happy. But then once I gave her the keys to the car, it was like that took her over the edge. And that was a special moment for her and for myself.
So we had this house fully furnished, all the food, brand new van. And the one thing we forgot that day were tissues.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're right.
It was the one thing. So we need to make a mental note, Morgan, that next time we need to make sure.
Exactly.
So, Denard, as we kind of wrap up, so Morgan's going to ask a question here in a second, but people that want to get involved with your foundation, how do they get connected?
We go to our website, denardsfanfoundation.com. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, Facebook as well. And right now, we don't have any current fundraisers at the moment, but pretty soon here, we're going to have some. But you can also donate, you know, 12 months out of the year. Just because we don't have any fundraisers going, that don't mean you can't, anybody can't donate. So you go to our website and, it's easy to figure out how to do that. And while you're on our website, also, you know, sign up for our newsletters, and we will be sure to update everybody with what's going on in the coming future. With what's going on with the foundation.
Well, hopefully when the pandemic settles down, you guys will have your event out at Topgolf again, because that was a lot of fun.
It was fun for you. It wasn't fun for me because I'm a terrible golfer. So
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So we've been asking our guests, and it's actually a question that we ask our homeowners when they come into the program. It's on their questionnaire. So we write their bio and their story. And it's often a question that they think about more often than not. So we've been asking our guests, what does home mean to you?
Home to me means a place where you can be comfortable. Also, you know, the cliche of home is where the heart is. Home to me as well is a place where you can be yourself. You don't have to worry about, you know, trying to put on, you know, a fake facade or a fake smile. The people at home know you better than anybody else. So a home is a place where you can just be yourself, relax, kick your feet up, and just have unconditional love.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Denard, thank you for taking a few minutes to chat with us today, and keep up the great work with your foundation. We look forward to doing some more projects together here in the future.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys having me, and always good to see you, Mike.
And awesome.
Sorry.
Thanks, Denard. You're good.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right. So I'm so glad that we got to speak with Denard. I love his mom's quote. Hard work pays off. It's so true for everything that we do and for our families especially.
I'm telling you, she made a lasting impression on me the first time I met her and every time since. I mean, she's just a very special woman who you can tell just did an amazing job raising her two kids. Mm-hmm. Denard's got an awesome story. And like I said in the beginning, I love seeing these guys who and gals that, you know, made it big and mm-hmm. And they plant their roots right back in Tampa Bay and figure out a way to engage in the community and help make it a better place.
Absolutely. We're so lucky to have them also partnering with us. And everyone has so many missions that are aligned. So getting together with new companies and organizations and superstars like some of our partners makes a huge difference and a bigger impact. And that's what it's all about.
Yep, for sure. The projects that we've done with Denard, just kind of seeing these families that have worked so hard, right? So they've obtained home ownership, and then, mm-hmm. Kind of that missing piece of the puzzle is that vehicle or that reliable transportation.
Extra hand up.
You almost see the relief come off of their shoulders because now they don't have to worry about, you know, is their car going to make it from the home to work or to get the kids to school or what have you. So, just amazing work that him and his wife are doing in the community. So, and he's got two little ones. I'm sure they're going to be athletic. I mean, so here you got dad who played Major League Baseball. You got mom who played on the U.S. women's ice hockey team. Guarantee you, those two kids are going somewhere.
Yep, they're coming up new stars in the area.
Awesome.
So that was our first episode back from our break, our first one to kick off 2021. And we are so thankful that you guys tuned in. As always, you can get social with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all the above. You can check out our most recent episodes from our first couple seasons in habitatpwp.org/thehabitcast. And as we said earlier, we always want to give you an opportunity to get involved. This episode really, I hope that you get engaged and you learned a little bit more about the program and actually who our homeowners are, and you probably know someone. So as a reminder, please send anyone that you know that may be interested in qualifying for a home to habitatpwp.org/quiz. That's the best way to get involved right now. Everybody knows somebody who's looking to find affordable housing.
Yep. I know I do. I'm going to point them towards the quiz. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us for another amazing episode of the Habitcast. We got some really good guests coming up in the next couple weeks, so definitely tune in. And thank you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to us chat it up a little bit today. And thank you for supporting Habitat. Support Denard Denard Spans Foundation, as we talked about earlier. Thank you again. Morgan, great seeing you. I'll see you in a couple weeks, and we'll do another one of these.
All right, let's do it. Thank you, everyone.